Thank you. Again, I'm glad you're all here at this late hour. I wish I'd had a chance to answer people making wild charges as the day wore on. Earlier today, someone requested a copy of the letter that was received today, actually yesterday, from two members of Congress who were central in the development of the No Child Left Behind Act of 2001. As of later this afternoon, we got a new copy of it, which is now signed not only by the chairman of the House Education Committee, but also by the chairman of the Senate Education Committee, as well as Senator Santorum. And as you know, the legislation in the report language says, where topics are taught that may generate controversy, such as biological evolution, the curriculum should help students to understand the full range of scientific views. And then they go on to say that the kinds of criticisms that the National Center for Science Education and others have had of this, pretending that it was watered down, that it was taken out, that it was defeated, and so forth, are wrong. If that is not the case, as they point out clearly, the Santorum language clarifies that public school students are entitled to learn that there are differing scientific views on issues such as biological evolution. The No Child Left Behind Act calls for the enactment of state standards in the field of science. It is important that the implementation of these science standards not be used to censor debate on controversial issues in science. I don't know how they could have made it any clearer. There is no money, no penalty attached to this. This is guidance. This is not a mandate. The people who wrote this act were clear that they did not want to impose federal standards on the writing of bills in textbooks and so forth at the state level. But they also did want to have a spirit attached. We've given you a list of scientists in this area and around the country who agree with this. You know about the poll of Texas residents where they show overwhelming 75% support for this idea. And I'd like to conclude with Dr. Giuseppe Sermani, a biologist, and who is the editor of a peer-reviewed journal. This past week, I got from Dr. Sermani not only an agreement that he, along with some evolutionary biologists who changed their minds, are now supporting our list, our statement, but he has published now a book, or is publishing a book called Dimenticare Darwin. He's the editor of a peer-reviewed European Journal of Science, a biology review called Revista Biologia. That is a highly critical book on the Darwinian theory, and he says, in conclusion on it, that Darwinism is the politically correct of science. And we certainly have seen that here today. Thank you very much.
Dr. McElroy. Well, you didn't identify yourself. Could you quickly just tell what your role is with Discovery Institute and also what the programs are and all this religious part? Can you quickly address that and then I'm quiet now?
Well, those are different subjects, but I'll do my best. I'm Bruce Chapman. I'm the president of Discovery Institute. My background is that I was in state government once. I was the state secretary of state in Washington State. I was the director of the U.S. Census Bureau in the 1980s, and I was the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations organizations in Vienna, Austria. After that, I founded Discovery Institute. We study a lot of issues for the gentleman who was asking about what other things we're doing. The Center for Science and Culture itself deals with a great many other issues. We're a think tank. We study the interface of science and culture. That has to do with bioethics, has to do with artificial intelligence, the implications of various kinds of science, not just this theory and not just this aspect of how education transpires. We have a major transportation program. In fact, our biggest program is on transportation policy. We have work on economics, on technology and society and so forth. So we're dealing with a lot of different issues as a think tank. It's been represented as something else, but that's what it is, and you're welcome to look it up on the website and see where everything we do and what we say. The religion is actually, it's very interesting that one of the reasons we got involved in this issue was as a matter of academic freedom. And we saw that people were being accused of religious motivation simply because they have a differing scientific view on an important subject that does have implications. Yes, it has implications. We all know that. It has implications for religion. It has implications for sociological issues. It has implications for politics and a number of other things. But it is a scientific issue and should be judged on that basis. We heard from Nancy Bryson here today, who has really been given a hard time over at the University of Mississippi for women. That's happened in many places. It happened to Dean Kenyon at San Francisco State. But it's not right. And it's not, when people today say, well, you know, I'm a Christian and I'm for Darwin's theory. Well, so what? Of course, it's fine to be a Christian for Darwin's theory or Jewish or Muslim or anything else. But the same thing's true in the other direction. There are a number of people who are Christians who are against it, or Jews, or not religious at all. And that's the important thing. It is not about religion. It has implications on all sides. But your job, I hope, is to look at the evidence and where it's leading. And it's simply not going to do for people to be dismissed as creationists or whatever. Creationists in disguise, as Mr. or Dr. Pennock says.
So you had your head up right after Ms. McElroy.
Yes. I just wanted to ask you to repeat your statement again that assigned to sign onto, you know, can you just tell us, I know you mentioned it before, the statement that the scientists sign on to at Discovery Institute.
Well, the actual text, I don't have the actual text that's on our website, but it says that they are skeptical of the power of Darwin's theory to explain the origin of new life forms. And it goes on more extensively than that, but it is a consensus statement of these individuals. And as I said, they represent themselves a wide variety of backgrounds.
So it's not a religious statement?
Of course not. No, absolutely not.
I'd like to know how many Texans were surveyed and who conducted the survey?
Thank you. The survey was conducted by the Zogby International Organization, and it was conducted of about 600 representative sample of all the different areas. By the way, we have copies of that. We'll give to the board. You might be interested in how your region came out on it. Also, it was strongly supported in every economic group, ethnic group, age group, men as well as women. It's a very strong statement of support, and it's very close to what the Congress has asked you to consider seriously.
Thank you. Any further questions?
Thank you very much. I'll provide the copy of the letter with all three signatures.
Thank you.